Hey, beautiful boys and girls.
What's going on, guys?
I included both genders this time. I feel good about it.
Yeah, we're everything.
Gender.
That.
Yes.
Multicultured.
Sure. Whatever. I don't think genders are cultures, but we're also multicultured.
See?
Hello, people from Sweden, Finland, Denmark, Europe, all those countries.
Everywhere else?
Yes. Also Africa.
We don't have time to name all of them. Well,
we do.
We do. But that would not be very entertaining.
We do have time. Hey guys, what's up? It's our Thursday episode.
It's our Thursday show.
It's the Seth and Colby show.
It's the Seth and Thursday Colby show.
The title of our show tonight on twitch.tv/SethandColby, where we are live twice a week, including right now, if you're watching us live. Hello.
Hello.
Is Star Wars is doomed.
Doomed.
I don't get it. Why?
And Colby doesn't know why it's doomed, and I'm pretty hyped to tell. This is the second show in a row. Where I'm going to, like, shake your foundation.
I'm going to purposely just not keep up with things now. And then this is where I will find... Yeah. This is where I will find out all my news. It's great.
I bet.
I'm like you guys.
I hope half of our audience only gets their news from us.
That would be great and terrible. Trump.
It'd be great
Trump
for sports. Us.
Yep.
Be bad for... speaking of which, I should probably tweet right now.
Tweet!
Let's do a tweet on the air.
We are tweeting to you.
We are tweeting to you.
You beautiful baby
you
settlers.
You beautiful baby settlers.
Don't do that.
Nope, it's happening. You should probably include...
Live from Twitch TV.
Live from Twitch TV. Can I just include the URL, please?
Yeah.
Since? Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
https://twitch.tv.
.tv, yep.
/. Seth and Colby. Hey, at least I didn't say you beautiful baby settlers.
Shut up.
You want to include something at the end of this?
Your mind will be blown into a vast chasm.
Don't know if that'll fit. Mind will be blown.
Nope.
It ain't gonna fit. How about we just do like
just
a,
do
how
that.
About a GIF?
Just do
how
that.
About we put a GIF at the end?
Yeah, what GIF?
Give me a keyword for a GIF. First thing that pops in your mind, go.
GIST.
Like J-I-S-T?
It's G-I-S-T. It's the whole GIF kind of thing.
Like, oh, G.
Like the gist of the situation.
Okay, G-I-S-T.
I tried to spell it today, and I
You must be very mad is the first... We got an Asian lady, like an anime lady. We got a Seth MacFarlane, like...
Yeah, this is an odd word to find a GIF for. GIF for. GIF, GIF.
How about this one with this lady stabbing the man with a knife?
Yep, that works.
What about read a book?
Read a book!
Completely counterintuitive to what we're asking people to do, which is watch
read
our show.
Read our book. The Seth and Colby Show on Life and
What about
Tales,
this so. One that says HBD Liania?
Liania.
Do we know what that is?
No.
Let's do that one because it doesn't make... I don't understand it.
Sure.
Let's do it.
Complete random GIF. GIF? GIF. It's GIF, right? GIF?
Yes,
GIF.
It's like the peanut butter. GIF.
God, it kills me every time.
I mean, I didn't make it.
I say GIF.
That is a quality tweet.
I say GIF.
That's a quality
That's a really
tweet
good
right
one.
There. The quality tweet. Yeah. Is our intro video literally playing right now?
Is it?
Oh my god, if it is.
Is it?
I think it was.
This entire time?
I mean, I think live it was.
On Twitch?
Yeah. People I mean, it's not recording, so if you weren't watching live, which, how dare you? You didn't, you don't, no one heard it.
You don't know it.
Like, even if you're watching on YouTube, it's gone.
You know nothing, Jon Snow.
Camera's over there.
Play the intro.
If you're going to do those eyes. Honestly, I don't know what's going to happen if I play the intro now. You think it'll start right?
No.
I don't know. We're going to find out. We're going to find out. All right.
Intro. Let's find out.
Intro video incoming.
Who are Seth and Colby?
Idiots!
So-called podcast gods who blazed the trail for talk radio on the internet.
What a ridiculous name.
First partnering in 2008, Seth and Colby took the internet by storm with their unique views on the hot topics of the day.
Science is a liar sometimes.
We won't lie. They've been away a while. A lot of things may have changed.
45th President of the United States of America, Donald J. Trump.
But Seth and Colby are here to teach you.
This is America. You're either a duper or a dupee. I'm a duper. You guys are the dupees.
To entertain you.
Boy, that escalated quickly.
And to make you laugh. Seth and Colby will dissect the world as it is. movies, meme culture, music, weird science.
We didn't have time to work out the minutiae of the plan.
And they'll bring it to you in a lovely package that will delight you and those closest to you. Now, ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, and attack helicopters, here are Seth and Colby.
We're here, Bert. No, we're not. Where are we? We're not here or there. We're here. Camera was frozen for a while, but we're all here now.
We're all here.
You know what? I'm just turning off the intro music.
We're just Alex Jones.
It's gone. Intro music's gone.
No fade out.
Show is ruined by me.
The quickest fade out you've ever heard.
All right, guys. We're Seth and Colby. Here's the intro. We're Seth and Colby. We're live on Sunday at 2 p.m. Central Time and Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time at twitch.tv/SethandColby. Go there and watch us live.
Watch it.
Follow us on Twitch. It would make our day. Thank you to Clever Fox Zero for following us between our two shows.
Stupid.
And anyone else. Also, the best thing you can do on the show is play this very ridiculous loud foghorn every time you donate in increments of a dollar. It will stop our show and we will read your name and message, and it'll also ruin our recording. So yep. It'll be pretty fantastic. So you can troll us with your donation, and also it would help the show and make us feel better. If someone donates tonight's episode, we will do 3 episodes a week.
Oh, shoot.
Just letting you know.
That's a big old claim.
So there you go. And, so we'll, I think that's SethandColby.com for everything else you do there.
Yeah.
iTunes is there. Leave a review for us.
Yeah.
Be nice. SethandColby.com.
Say hi. We're social.
Okay, I'm going to ruin your life. You ready?
I am ready to be ruined.
All right.
Ruin me, sir.
So we've had several discussions on this show about Star Wars and troubles with Star Wars.
Uh-huh.
You know? So this one probably doesn't bode well either. Colin Trevorrow is out as the director of Star Wars Episode 9. So this is now the second Star Wars movie.
Okay.
Where the director has been removed.
Honest to God, I don't even give a shit about Episode 9 anymore.
No?
No.
No?
It was ruined for me when Carrie died. Honestly.
Colin Trevorrow is stepping down as a director of Star Wars Episode 9, Disney announced on Tuesday. The shakeup marks the third time in 2 years and the second time in 3 months that Lucasfilm has parted ways with a director.
Yeah, that can't be Disney then, right?
That's
what's-her-face, Kathy.
That's my conclusion as well, is she must be impossible to work
with,
right?
Yeah, because like it's happened once over the course of how many Marvel movies? Oh, God, what was that?
Some tab
what
just made a noise.
Scared the bejesus out of me.
I would say that my guess is to get these directors like Phil Lord, Chris Miller, who are also out, remember, of the Han Solo movie. And then Colin Trevorrow now, who did Jurassic World, pretty big film. Don't know if you've heard of it. It's pretty big. Dead Dinosaurs, Chris Pratt.
It was really
in it.
Bad, though.
It was, but it was a big film.
It was. It's like the top 5 grossing movies of all time.
I would imagine they're in these meetings with Disney execs, and the Disney execs are like, hey, man, we want to make Star Wars real, like, into actual film. So, like, you can have some creative vision on what you want, make it your own, make it feel like your movie in addition to a Star Wars movie. And they're like,
and they hear a little bit of it.
And then they're like, no, I think Disney is fine with that. And then they never speak again, and they delegate to Kathleen Kennedy.
Uh-huh.
And then she sees it, and she's like, yeah, I don't know who told you you could do this, but this is not Star Wars. So.
Yeah, Han Solo in a dress. Like, that's not what we're looking for here.
Right. By the way, that would be great.
That would be awesome.
Cross-dressing Han Solo movie?
Yep.
No one would expect that.
No one would see that coming.
No. That would be unexpected, to say the least.
Yeah, I thought you were about to say Episode 8. And then I'm like,
no, that would be bad, because that comes out
really
in like
bad.
2 months.
Yeah.
I think that movie's done.
It better be done.
I think that movie's done.
It better be done. And then that one's fine. That one's good.
So you're not concerned at all?
I really honestly don't care until I see The Last Jedi. It will probably make me care about the ending of this trilogy, but as of right now.
Lucasfilm and Colin Trevorrow have mutually chosen to part ways on Star Wars Episode 9, Disney said in a statement. Colin has been a wonderful collaborator throughout the development process, but we have all come to the conclusion that our visions for the project differ. We wish Colin the best, and we'll be sharing more information about the film soon.
I mean, that's kind of more understandable than the Han Solo one, because, yeah, you got to get the third part of your story right.
Well, also, it's still pretty far away.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like Han Solo was just supposed to come out in, like, 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's... That's still a year and a half away.
Yeah. But yeah, then once you, like Han Solo, you don't know what the hell that could be.
Right.
It could be a
and it's worsome we haven't seen like even a trailer
Star
yet.
Wars movie. Yeah.
Like they're going to release a trailer
Star
of that
Wars universe.
Like with like Thor or something, right?
Mm-hmm. They would have to.
Like it's been like we should not have an Avengers Infinity War trailer before we have a Han Solo film trailer, right? Cuz they come out right about the same time.
Yeah.
Both highly anticipated.
I think trailer season's getting here pretty soon, right?
I would think so.
It's in the last half of the year. We'd better see it.
I didn't realize trailer season was a thing, to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah, there's trailer seasons. There's like three of them each year.
Beginning, middle, and end?
Yeah, there's one for the end, which is upcoming movies in the next year. Then there's the one in the like right before summer.
Okay.
And then there's during the summer. And then that's it. If any trailers come out outside of those time frames, they're like, they're guaranteed to be shitty.
Isn't it after the summer now, though?
It is. So, and we're about to get into the third one. So you'll see a whole bunch of trailers in about a month's time, and then after that you'll see nothing.
So all the trailers will like come out in like March, bad? Is that what you're saying? Okay.
Mm-hmm. All of them. No, I have no idea. There are trailer drops. Like there's, you get like five of them in one weekend or something.
Oh, I agree with you.
There's trailer drops.
Well,
trailer times. There's more than three a year, but yeah.
A lot of people on Reddit, like I pulled up the Reddit comments because they're my brain. Mm-hmm. And like a lot of people on here are like totally fine with it. Like, I wonder if this means 9 will be pushed back to December instead of a May release. Like, that's a pretty good comment. Like, maybe. This guy is like, people on Reddit generally don't like this movie.
Okay.
They're worried about it because of that director and because of the writer who wrote Harry Potter and the Cursed Child.
That didn't do well.
Which sucked.
Yeah.
Like, Chris read it once, and then I think it's literally under our bed in a pile of shame.
That doesn't make any sense.
From when she read it, because she doesn't like it. And so, like, it's written by these two people, or it's made by these two people, and so people are happy that the director is out, so that's like, this guy's like, I'd hope so. I'd prefer a 2020 release if this movie's going to be good.
Yeah.
You know? And they're like, yeah, if they're going to do a self-contained trilogy, the third film has to be the best one. They're just going to start churning out more story, then we just need to make it not suck. So, like, that guy is like looking at both sides of the coin. Like, is this a trilogy or is it just continuing sagas? Like, are they going to do episode 10 afterwards?
Oh, God, yes. And then that just never ends. It's like a Game of Thrones extended
Over
the course of years.
Exactly. So for those celebrating, do you remember that Jack Thorne of Harry Potter and the Cursed Child is still involved? My fears will be completely allayed once he's gone. So, you know, like, why is everyone happy? I actually enjoyed Jurassic World for what it's worth, but many people found it to be fairly unimaginative and soulless. His most recent film, Book of Henry, was critically panned. I think the general feeling is that people don't think he's proven himself capable to handle a Star Wars after his first two offerings.
All the directors that have handled the fucking, minus J.J. Abrams, hasn't felt to me like they're accomplished.
Well, I agree, and I would say, well, no, I think the people who did the originals had done stuff.
Right.
Like, the people who did Empire and Return of the Jedi.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying everything else since Episode 3.
Yeah, but every other Star Wars movie...
is the Star Wars movie.
Are bad.
Well, what?
The prequels were directed by George Lucas, and they were absolutely soulless and awful.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the other movies we just ruled out were the two in the 70s and the 80s, and then J.J. Abrams.
Right.
So you can't point to Star Wars and be like, they've been good with new directors because they haven't.
No,
They've been bad.
Well, yeah, I've always thought Star Wars is George Lucas, or it has been until J.J. Abrams.
But then Marvel has used, like, newer directors or indie directors. Like, the guy who did Thor Ragnarok did, like, some indie movies no one's ever heard or seen of, and people
Winter Soldier, too.
Yeah, like, the Russo brothers are, like, in charge right now, and all they did was, like, an episode of Breaking Bad and an episode of Arrested Development. Like, I would think Disney would have an eye for talent, especially when it comes to these big budget. Like, it's Star Wars, man. You think they would pick the right person.
Flippin' think, man. I don't get it.
But now they're all gone. So does that mean Disney made the wrong choice? Or what?
Disney just saw the money that dude raked in for Jurassic World and was like, yeah, we want that dude to do it again. It's like people strike gold twice in their
lives,
I couldn't imagine that
because, like, Disney, first of all, Disney has enough money. Second of all, Star Wars would make money if Mona Lisa directed it. Like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Like, average Joe out there doesn't care who directs a Star Wars movie. And, like, a good director can make a bad or disappointing movie as well. Like, I mean, I look at, like, Spectre, the latest James Bond movie. Like, Skyfall was good the time. Best James Bond movie mm-hmm. ever. The guy came back, made Spectre, not as good.
No.
and it was okay, but compared to Skyfall, not good.
Not good.
And it's the same
and
dudes.
It wasn't that good.
It's the same thing. It so, like, bad. I think it's hit and miss.
It's all
but.
Predictable, all crappy. I see the freaking tab that's making these noises, man. What's with the clowns?
Is it this one right here?
It's either that one or this the one right next to it. Those two keep refreshing.
All
right,
well, let's...
That's doing it.
All right, should we wrap up Star Wars? Anything else?
Star Wars!
Okay, good wrap up. All right, this one keeps loading. Let's talk about this one. Why not, man? World Clown Association complains that the movie It is hurting real clowns.
Oh, no way. How
the first time
possible?
I saw the movie It must have been 13. It was the time it changed my perception of clowns. They weren't so cute anymore. Those days have gone, but come September 8th, when the new version of It hits theaters, we'll have an entire new generation scared of clowns. Now, Stephen King has to defend himself because clowns are mad at him. What's scarier than a clown? One who's mad at you. He tweeted the following April, "The clowns are pissed at me. Sorry, most are great, but kids have always been scared of clowns. Don't kill the messengers for the message."
Who is in this association?
Count Moody has one of those irked clown king references in his tweet. "It all started with the original It," she notes, "that introduced the concept of this character. It's a science fiction character. It's not a clown, and has nothing to do with pro-clowning. The industry has taken a hit thanks to all this scary clown business.
Oh,
people had school shows and library shows that were canceled," says Moody. "It's very unfortunate. The very public we're trying to deliver positive, important messages to aren't getting them, and the backlash has affected the legit clowning world in other ways. One World Clowning Association member arrived early for a children's birthday party recently and waited outside in her parked car. Please understand, just because someone wears a rubber Halloween mask, that does not make them a clown. The horror movie character Jason wears a hockey and goalie mask, but people would be mistaken if they actually thought he was a hockey player. We disavow the relationship with these horror characters."
If I saw a random hockey player walking up to me in a fucking
right.
lake, I wouldn't be like, "Hey, hockey player, how you doing?"
No, totally
I'm like,
agree.
That dude's gonna kill me.
Right. Right.
Any clown that is not around a group of people that are all watching him doing his clown business is a fucking murderer.
Also, I've never... granted, I don't watch a lot of the NHL, but I've never seen them wearing Jason hockey masks while they're playing in the Stanley
That's
Cup
a good
Finals.
Point.
I've never They've seen that.
They've changed hockey masks since then.
Probably because of the murderer aspect.
Probably. They're like, okay, this was in a movie. We got to change the look.
I mean, it's got to suck to be a clown, right?
I because think it's always sucked to be a clown.
Right, like, at what point did you wake up 40 years ago, well, I'm going to be a clown when I grow up, and everything's going to be great for me.
And then the movie It comes out, and you're like, damn it!
Yeah, like,
it ruined my dream.
No, no one respected you as a clown
no.
anyway. No one cared that
your
you were a clown.
Your descendants are jesters. Like, You were the
point.
Lowest form
but
of
I think
totem
that,
pole.
I think that they use that as like a show of pride.
Rallying
like,
cry.
We were the only people who could make fun of kings.
Stupid.
It's like, who cares?
And that pro-clowning term, it sounds like they're their own LGBTQC. Clowns are involved now.
Clown lives
it's
matter.
It's ridiculous.
Oh,
pro-clowning.
Dude, it's stupid.
Die. Straight up be dead. All clown. No.
All right, that's where our YouTube clip will end. I'll tell you that right now.
Stupid clown.
Okay, let's do this one because...
It's E.T.
What is this?
What is this?
It's not even playing.
Who is this?
Like, it says it's playing, but it's not actually playing. What is happening? Help me!
Attraction.
Help me!
By mowing.
Five different things are going
six,
on, man.
Six ads played right
what
now.
What is happening?
Oh, I clicked it. Stopped it.
Yeah, ad block, man.
Okay.
Ad block that shit.
That was something else
that
right there.
That was terrible. That would be equal to a foghorn coming through. So
yeah,
you
except,
tip.
There's no money
you should
attached
tip
to that one.
Yeah.
All right, dude.
You should tip some.
Let's talk about this one.
Tippity tip.
Repeating radio signals from a mysterious source in the dwarf galaxy 3 billion light years away have been detected by astronomers. Using the Green Bank Telescope in West Virginia, scientists with the Breakthrough Listen Initiative, a massive project dedicated to finding signs of intelligent alien life, recorded 15 repeating fast radio bursts on August 26th. The discovery was announced in an astronomer's telegram and will be described in further detail in a forthcoming science article. The fast radio bursts lasted just a few milliseconds and appear to be coming from deep space. Because fast radio bursts have an extremely short duration, and because scientists usually find them in data only after the event has taken place, pinpointing the origin has not been possible. Since their discovery over 15 years ago, almost 24 fast radio bursts have been recorded. Most often they are one-off events, but in 2016, scientists announced in the journal Nature that they had found a repeating radio signal. By monitoring and tracking this repeating burst, they were able to trace it back to a dwarf galaxy 3 billion light-years away. Still, the source remained elusive. Nothing that we know of in that region of space could be producing these signals. Now the Breakthrough Listen team has detected 15 more bursts coming from that same area. Vishal...
There's parts of space that we wouldn't be surprised are sending a signal.
That's a great point.
Like, they just said that we weren't assuming that signals would be coming out of this area. Do you assume any signals are coming from anywhere?
Well, I think that stars and stuff give off radio signals.
Yeah?
That they monitor. So I think the fact that it's coming from nowhere, seemingly nowhere, is what's weird about it.
Nah. Yo? That's like a lost space experiment from us a year,
Vishal
50 years
Gajar,
ago.
A postdoctoral researcher at the University of California, Berkeley, where Breakthrough Listen is based, observed the new burst during a monitoring effort run. Over five hours of observation, he and his colleagues collected 400 terabytes of data over the 4 to 8 gigahertz frequency band, or C-band, which is mostly used for satellite communications transmissions. Analysis of the data revealed the new repeating pulses and showed that the source is a heightened activity state. Astronomers Telegram said follow-on observations are encouraged, particularly at higher radio frequencies. Initial results indicate that FRBs, fast radio bursts, emit at higher frequencies than previously observed. This discovery should help scientists determine the source when producing the burst. Several explanations have been suggested. One is a cataclysmic event, such as a neutron star collapsing into a black hole. But such an event would produce only one burst, and therefore does not explain the repeating pattern. Another possible explanation is they are coming from a young, highly magnetized neutron star. But so far, nothing like this has been detected in the region of space. Despite widespread speculation, the possibility of the signals coming from an advanced alien civilization has largely been ruled out.
They don't know shit.
Why would they rule it out? Like,
because it's probably similar to things that they have recorded. Maybe. I just disproved my own point.
How would we know?
We wouldn't. We don't. We guess. Our theory is logical, so therefore we assume it as fact.
Like, how would we know if an alien was trying to contact us through radio bursts from 3 billion light years away, dude?
Yeah, we wouldn't.
How would we know that?
Yeah, I said it was like, you know, just like a piece of space junk or some crap like that. But no, there's no way
space
it could.
Junk.
We haven't been going into space long enough for 3 billion years to pass with just random something floating into the galaxy. Like, no way. So my guess would be, yeah, it's got to be a star, some kind of magnetism. Because I don't know what radio waves are.
You don't think so, man?
Radio waves have got to be some sort of signal of vibration, which is sound.
You want to hear them?
Sure.
This guy on Reddit posted it and said, has anyone actually listened to these? I processed some of these recordings, and now we can analyze them further. It says, as I'd like to play with sound here, and I'm pretty immediately familiarized with high-pitched screech in these two-second clips, and they sound like an accidental export of a track at 100 times its regular beats per minute. I reduced the speed of 9 of these recordings as provided by the Harvard database to about 1% of the original speed and quickly rendered an audible, irregularly oscillating hum between approximately 20 and 400 hertz low bass range. Uploaded to YouTube and have a whole lot of downloads available. God, I wanted to open in a new tab.
Yeah, so a hum. That sounds like a vibration to me.
Here it comes, man. Are you ready for this? Yeah, but this is what do you say, 900 times slower?
So loud, man.
Is it muted?
No.
Oh, there it is. It's just taking its sweet time. It's pretty creepy, dude.
That is pretty creepy, just thinking that this is what space
is. It's coming from space, dude.
Well, like, what's just the standard rumble? Because I heard the, like, a voom, voom, voom. And that, I'm
the hum has a very eerie sound. However,
maybe
there are
not.
Two interesting aspects to these recordings. The first are the spikes in 4 of these recordings. They seem to exhibit some sort of Doppler effect in sound, as if oscillating or pumping machine engine is reaching maximum capacity. Or perhaps we're simply hearing the clearest recording of this signal at these spikes. Another interesting aspect is also the apparently silent portions of each recording, during which a relatively long in duration white noise with a super low frequency below 200 hertz and a high frequency of 15 to 20 kilohertz, although this could be white noise from the recording, appearing at 3:30 to 4 minutes and 4...
That's not weird at all, man. Somebody's playing a piano in space, just going beep, beep.
Note the pitch range in all the recordings. They cut off from the low end around 400 hertz and cut off at the high end. Also note that the oscillation at normal activity is not consistent. Finally, the pulses are perfectly separated by equal intervals between each pulse. Could a pulsar or a magnetar between you and me if we're going to entertain the possibility of an intentional signal? My theory is an engine reaching max capacity or a signal being deflected unintentionally. For listening pleasure, at Cal, I have Rudley's zip file, blah, blah, blah.
Whatever it is, it sounds weird. I don't know how naturally that can happen and how we found
there it, is again.
It. Like, by slowing it down 900,000% or whatever. That's so creepy.
I mean, that's so weird, right?
There's no way it can be anything. Like, how can you take this and try and logically analyze this? Because you can't, because it's at 900,000 times the speed.
This is, what did he say it was? He said, I reduced the speed of 9 of these recordings to about 1% of their original speed. So yeah. They're 100 times slower, give or take.
Wow. That doesn't, that blows my mind. Blows my mind. I want to know what it is, and we'll never freaking know.
What did he say? When did he say that weird thing happened? He said
3:30 to 4 minutes.
3:30 to 4 minutes and 4:45 to 5. Let's go to there. Oh, it's about to come up. So let's jump to 3:27.
Yeah.
So this is the silent portion.
Maybe. I don't know if this is just all the sounds like just in a row. But he did say there were some silences.
He said, where's it at? He said, another interesting aspect is long silent portions of each recording during which a duration of white noise with a super low frequency and high frequency. So even though it's appearing as silent, there's actually noise.
Just sounds like when you slow it down to 1%, it sounds like a star exploding.
Well, here's the original. You want to hear the original? There was the original, man. What'd you think?
It was great.
Okay, here's another one.
I mean, I guess time is relative. Could just be that that's how they did it. I don't know. Aliens?
Yeah, so this is the entire file. So he took that and convinced and turned him into this. Didn't click. Turned him into this.
How is all that audio information there, man?
Well, the idea here for this dude is that he is an audio engineer and he's used to hearing, like, what he heard is a glitch when something is exported,
right,
900 times faster than it should be. So in his mind, he's like, well, if I exported this 900 times faster, what I would do is I would reduce it by 100 or right. by 1,000%, make it 1% at speed. And then this would be what it actually sounds like. That's his logic.
Sounds crazy, man.
I don't like that it goes doom, 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 doom. Like, that to me sounds like organic, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because that's melodic.
Right. And, like, your tone's going down, and it's an equal tone, and the time spacing in between each
right.
tick is exactly the same. Like, that takes
this one says, rhythm. Audio 7, watch under 200 hertz. So I think we're supposed to watch over here on this side. Or is it over here? It's probably over here.
It's over there.
Because it's not audible.
Right.
Because it's...
It's so low.
Right. I don't know, man. That's crazy.
And space
it's crazy,
sounds,
man.
Space sounds. Watch out. Aliens are coming.
I mean, can we also just talk about how, like, it's 3 billion light years away? So whatever happened, like, whatever we're hearing.
Oh, yeah.
We're hearing it from 3 billion years ago.
Years. Space hurts my brain.
Whatever happened 3 billion years ago. Like, we can't send help. Like, even if there are aliens...
No.
They sent that signal 3 billion years ago. And if we were going to go to there, it would be 6 billion years old by the time we got there.
Yep. Yep.
Dude, would you go into cryo freeze for 3 billion years?
No.
I would. Why
no
not?
No way.
That sounds awesome, actually.
3 billion years.
I would honestly
years,
rather go
man
into chrono freeze for 3 billion years than for like 30 years. Because in 30 years, like, I might wake up and, like, people I know are dead, or, like, my house has been raised by North Korea. 3 billion years? I won't recognize anything. No. It's a whole new life.
What if it just repeated and you came back to the exact same spot?
But everyone's a cheetah?
Yeah.
Dude, yeah, that'd be great, man.
That'd be sick.
That would
alternate
be great.
Alternate realities.
That
and
would be great, man. That would be fantastic.
That's why you need to watch Rick and Morty. Pickle Rick.
Pickle Rick. No. By the way, I yelled, "I'm Pickle Rick," on a stream the other day, and I felt gross after I did it. But you know what?
You should.
I stand by it.
You should.
I got hyped, and I yelled, "I'm Pickle Rick." Let's see here. I just see if there's any comments worth reading. Is it true that these signals can be made by something other than intelligent life? I feel like I see a post like this every so often. I've always wondered. A number of answers here can be misleading. I work on radio pulsars, and I've done a bit of work on fast radio blips, whatever it was.
Burst.
This exact area, FRB 121102. We know that one possible emission mechanism for FRBs is the same kind of emission mechanism that allows pulsars to work, but must be incredibly more energetic than what we see from pulsars in our own galaxy. And if they were that bright, one question is, why haven't we seen them in neighboring galaxies? In addition, no underlying periodicity has been detected from FRB 121102. So even though it repeats, and there's been work to quantify the statistic of how it repeats, we're not even sure it comes from some source as periodic as a pulsar rotating. So in essence, these signals are thought to come from some astrophysical phenomenon that perhaps mimics known astrophysic phenomena, but we still can't quite explain how it gets the energetics that allows us to see them. The repeating FRB is great because rather than getting an isolated burst from some random direction in the sky, we can really study this burst in detail, understand stuff about the host galaxy that it's in since it's been located earlier this year. So in clear text, we're still alone. There's currently no scientific evidence for extraterrestrial life. That's what he's saying.
Sure there is.
Which, by the way, is not.
That's
not a no.
That's not a no.
I mean,
that's kind of a no.
Let's see. If you were an intelligent race trying to transmit a radio signal to reach other life, does this signal match what you would send out in a genuine attempt to make it distinguishable from natural signals? No. Typically, what we think that it should be something related to the 21-cm hydrogen line, because that line is so ubiquitous throughout the universe that anyone would study it at some point. One thought is times pi, because then it's not harmonically related, not twice or three times to it, and therefore can't be natural. Also, the issue of some kind of pattern, which we haven't been able to determine just yet. Also, I've mentioned elsewhere the energetics of this signal are insane, even if they were beamed directly at us, which would mean they would have had to know where we would be roughly 3 billion years ago, and if they transmitted in all directions, that would be even more insane. Is it possible that as the waves travel through space, they are somehow modified from their original form via the pull of other suns or galaxies to present to us as real repeatable radio signals? Sort of, but basically no. Gravitational pull will affect all light and can in the extreme create things like gravitational lenses. If there's no lens, though, the gravitational pull is minimal. In the line of sight to FRB 121102, we don't really see anything else. The one way that radio waves could get modified is through a variety of optical effects, just like you see on Earth with visible light. Just like visible light can undergo dispersion and refraction, scintillation, which is star swirling, etc. Radio waves can do that because of the material in the interstellar and intergalactic media. That's one of the angles I'm working on. We know quite a bit about the interstellar medium, but very little about the intergalactic medium. And so if these FRBs are providing us with very useful probes into these lines of sight for the repeater, it's also possible that we can understand both the Milky Way's contribution to how it modifies the radio signals and the intergalactic medium's contribution. Then we can understand something about the host galaxy's medium, which is also quite exciting. I read that comment. I don't know what he said.
I didn't.
He basically said space mess with noise, but we don't know how space work. I think that's what he said.
Space mess with noise. We don't like the space because it messes with the noise. We don't know how it messes with the noise.
I mean, that's literally what he says. He's like, well, the Milky Way could probably change the way it sounds a little bit, and whatever galaxy it came from could probably make it sound a little bit. So we're analyzing all the noise the Milky Way messes with so we can figure out what the Milky Way messes with things. Then we can un-Milky Way a noise. God. Science, dude.
This is why we don't talk about space, man.
Aren't you the science guy?
I'm the science guy, but you refused to talk about space like a couple episodes back, and I now see why.
I like aliens, dude.
Yeah.
What can I say?
Aliens are not here, and they should be. Or they are, and we're just
sheep. Yes, Trump, they're everywhere.
We're just sheep. But I saw a bit of fake news going around.
Oh, yeah? Fake news?
Yeah.
Yeah?
There was like a photo of two Wall Street journals. Same newspaper.
Okay.
Same other stories around it, but the main story was Trump's tone in one of his speeches he gave back in like 2016, last year.
Yeah.
And
back way all the way back.
He said, or one of the posts said, it was like, these are two different Wall Street Journal papers from the same date, distributed in two different areas based on
constituency. So it's like they're saying it has regional headlines.
Right,
okay.
Because one of it says Trump changes tone or something like that.
I think
and
I've seen
Trump
this.
Stands strong or mm-hmm. something. But it was like it was two different papers on the same day. One was in the morning and one was at night. And the later one had changed because he gave a speech during the day. I'm just like, fake news!
Yeah, that's what it is, man.
Why are you spreading that shit? This is the whole point of last year.
But that's MAGA fake news,
dude. Stop doing this.
That's MAGA fake news.
MAGA fake news?
Yeah.
What the fuck is MAGA?
You don't know what MAGA is, dude?
What is MAGA?
Make America great again!
Oh, God.
You don't know MAGA?
No.
Dude, that's the sign of the idiot, the hashtag MAGA. If you see that anywhere, delete that person from your life.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Saw Hillary for prison sticker on some dude's
That's
car
not as bad home. To me as MAGA, even though in real life it's definitely worse.
It's probably worse.
Definitely worse.
Right next to an InfoWars sticker.
Yeah, that's definitely
Alex
worse.
Al Jones got some listeners in Kansas.
Yes. What a surprise.
What a surprise.
What a surprise.
We're maybe his top audience.
You know what isn't a surprise?
What's not a surprise?
That Game of Thrones Season 7 was pirated over a billion times.
That's stupid.
Apparently, the seventh season of Game of Thrones brought tears and joy. Hold on, let me read this in my radio voice, because this is a terrible... Right, ready? This is from torridfrank.com.
Oh, yeah.
The seventh season of Game of Thrones has brought tears and joy to HBO this summer. It's the most viewed season thus far with record-breaking TV ratings, but on the other hand, HBO and Game of Thrones are plagued by hacks, leak, and piracy.
Oh, that piracy.
While it's hard to measure piracy accurately, streaming in particular... Piracy tracking outfit Musso has just released some staggering numbers. We need like a cowbell.
Diddle-y-y-y-y-y. Why did you go from like 20s news announcer to just, I'm down here announcing the rodeo for you?
According to the company, the latest season was pirated more than a billion times in total. To put this in perspective, this means that the Jews have been attacked by Nazis. This means that on average...
It's World War II. Everybody dive into your bunkers. There's planes overhead.
On average, each episode was pirated 140 million times. Compared to 32 million views through legal channels.
Each episode, right.
Each you know, episode.
That's 140 million people.
Pirated it.
140 yeah. million people.
Yeah. So 84.7% came from pirate streams. And then 9.1% came from torrents. 5.6% came from direct downloads. And 0.6% came from private torrents.
Wow. Well, that's out. Is that all the out of? That's not including HBO's ratings, though.
No, that's just pirated sources. Okay.
But they're all streaming
million.
Online.
Yeah,
I remember back in the day, if you were doing piracy, you had to download everything.
Well, that's what's so ironic about this whole thing is that, like, do you know how to torrent?
I used to.
Okay.
I don't now.
Most people, I don't think, do.
Right.
Right, because it's you have to have like special software. You have to be able to find a site. You have to be able to, like, download it and all the... It's kind of complicated.
Watch it download.
Right. It's kind of complicated.
A little bit.
And if the FBI wouldn't have, like, shut down all these torrent sites and made it so all the pirates had to think of easier ways to get the content out there, mm-hmm. a.k.a. streaming...
Yeah. This wouldn't be a problem.
This probably wouldn't... I mean, there would still be piracy.
Right.
I mean,
but
torrents
not,
would
not
be the 84%, but there wouldn't be 140 million of those people, because my mom can go to a pirate stream and not know it's pirated.
Right.
But she can't accidentally download a torrent.
And I mean... I don't want to throw out the big dog, but I get... If I'm trying to torrent something...
Oh, here we go.
I Google it.
It's a rookie mistake.
It is, but I found it.
Okay, well, I guess you worked.
Over some course of some time.
I'm going to try to find that Mayweather stream through Google.
Yeah, and I did find it. because it was free when we watched it.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
I found that.
Yeah, no, you did.
What's happening?
I found another one.
No, you found a YouTube video that was playing the weigh-in.
But it was about to play the real fight.
It was not!
I checked
it
back.
It never was!
When it was over, and then it was streaming the end of the fight.
You are a liar.
I'm not. No it was way. On YouTube.
Don't believe you.
It was also on the UFC app for free.
But that's true. We're all idiots in that one.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have brought that up because I forgot how dumb we were.
84%.
140 million people.
That
stupid, dude.
That's got to tell HBO something, right?
I would think. But I feel like every year we go through this. Do I look? I look really short.
I want to know how many numbers actually, like, they actually got from, like, HBO Go and Now and TV numbers and
I'm
stuff.
I'm sure
like
they have those numbers out there.
Right.
But
140 million people?
It's not that many.
Per episode?
No way.
No freaking way is it that many.
I think it's like 40 or 50 billion.
So you're losing more than 50% of your audience to no money.
Oh, right here. 32 million through legal channels.
Wow.
Yeah, 32 million through legal.
That's,
Yeah, they would just lower their price or have more stuff.
Yeah.
Sell it to Netflix. Netflix would probably give them $1 billion.
More than six times the viewers that you're getting now legally.
I mean, what if they're like, Netflix, we'll give you Game of Thrones day of for release on Netflix, but you have to pay us $2 billion for it. Netflix would do it, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. 1,000%.
Yeah.
And then everyone would watch it on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a 20%.
And then the same people
streamed.
Who pay on HBO would still watch on HBO because they want to watch Ballers or whatever else
yeah,
they pay for HBO
right.
for. Yeah.
That's nuts.
It's crazy, dude.
32 million compared to 140
million. I mean, you got like 140
million
people committed
if you
a
were
criminal
telling
act
me.
Because Game of Thrones yeah. is too hard to get. That's
if you were
stupid.
Telling me that my product has been stolen from a store I'm selling it in
140 million times?
Six times more than the amount yeah. I've actually sold,
yeah.
I would change my business strategy.
You had seven things, six of them were stolen, one was bought by a dude.
I guess when you stream it to every single home, you can't decide whose homes they go to and who's going to rip it and who's going to put it up online.
This is illegal streams, though, man.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Well, it's crazy. What stream isn't illegal? That's not HBO.
All of them are illegal, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a good point. It's a good point.
It's just like...
But you know what? You don't see 140 illegal downloads of House of Cards.
No.
That's the thing.
I mean, I've allegedly been to a streaming site, and they have House of Cards on there.
Yeah, but not 140 million people aren't watching it there.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm not saying people don't pirate Netflix, because
right.
they do.
They
There's going to be cheapskate
There's
pirators out there, no matter what.
Pay for it, because it's $10 a month.
Right.
And not only do you get whatever show you're interested in. Yeah, it's like we're salespeople for Netflix.
It literally is. We talk about this so much.
The more we talk about this.
All right, you want to change?
Gotta hate HBO.
Me too, dude.
They're idiots.
Me too.
Idiots.
All right.
One, how could you not know that this season would be the biggest of all the seasons? Two, how could you let more than 50% of your audience view it without paying you a damn thing?
60% of the audience.
Third thing, how dare you take out three episodes? Just put them in.
This people
spend the more money.
This is where the real rage is coming from.
Oh, it is. See, they don't have the money because 60% of the audience that's watching that damn show isn't paying for it.
Yeah. But
I blame you, streamers. I blame you.
I mean, there's a reason that Netflix is spending $7 billion on originals.
Dude.
Don't blame the streamers. Blame HBO.
I blame the streamers.
It's not their fault.
I steal from my parents like everyone else should. Then I get it as soon as it's out in HD.
My parents actually stole it from me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
I know.
That's terrible.
I'm going to steal it from your parents, too.
There you go.
Because we want to watch sports.
Awesome.
Just so you know.
Nope.
Yeah. Oh, it's happening.
Oh, it is.
It's already happened. In fact, Chris has hacked your phone during this show.
She has hacked it. Where'd it go? Where's my phone?
All right. You want to talk about this to get more rage-filled right here? Apple leak shows how it decides to repair or replace iPhones. So a new leaked warranty guide for Apple iPhones shows how the company determines which iPhones are eligible for repair. Conditions are outlined in in-warranty repair and out-of-warranty repair as devices are categorized ineligible to damage or unauthorized modification. 22-page guide is dated March 3rd, 2017. It was leaked to Dropbox. It's called the Visual Mechanical Inspection Guide. And it covers iPhone 6, 6 Plus, 6S, 6S Plus, 7, and 7 Plus. The types of damage the Apple covers in the warranty include debris under the display glass or pixel anomaly, a misalignment of the FaceTime camera, foam, or a single hairline crack to the front glass without an impact point. However, it says that with these type of impairments are covered regardless of accidental or liquid damage. So if your phone had that, even if you dropped it in a tub of milk, they would still fix it for you.
Okay.
All right. However, other damage, including LCD fractures, damage due to laser contact with the camera, extreme abrasion or puncture holes, multiple cracks in the glass, and damaged connectors are eligible for out-of-warranty service. However, Apple deems an iPhone ineligible for service if it shows intentional tampering or damage. If it is a disassembled unit or missing parts, contain non-Apple batteries, is damaged catastrophically. Apple does note that Apple Care customers may be covered for catastrophic damage. Apple Care's hardware coverage covers up to two incidents of accidental damage. There's also a section of water damage and what to do if Apple's liquid contact indicator is triggered. Technicians are advised to pull apart the phone and check the indicator, which turns red when exposed to water, if a user disputes water damage. This document also shows that Apple doesn't cover cosmetic damage to phones like chipping, dents, and scratches.
Okay.
So, I mean,
is there anything of note in here?
No. I just thought it's interesting that, like, they have a whole document on this.
Yeah.
Like, they've bureaucrated it up.
Scamming them for phone. I'm sure, in nowadays, you got 10 scammers for every 100 customers.
I don't know, man. I always lived on the impression that you go in the Apple store and a genius is like, all right, this is a nice guy who dropped in his toilet on accident. We're Apple. We have literally enough to buy Luxembourg and the bank.
Yeah.
We're going to give this guy a new phone because he's had a rough day. And it turns out that, no, there's actually just a document that's like, if it has scratches, that ain't enough.
Yeah.
So, that's really what I was a little upset about.
That is stupid. I think I had to pay a fee to replace my phone when I took it into a jacuzzi with me without my knowledge. But regardless, how dare they just not replace phones for free?
Right.
How dare they?
I think they should, man.
They should?
I think they should.
God.
I mean, I think if it's like, oh, I dropped it in the toilet, they should give me a new phone.
Should you give away free web design?
Yeah, I should get, I'll make this promise to you right now. If I had enough money in the bank,
yeah,
all right, to buy Luxembourg, an entire country
in Europe.
And then some
schmobo comes off the
street. And some guy's like, dude, my website got hacked and it crashed and broke. I'd be like, dude, I will make you a new website for free.
Even if he gave out his idiot password to some guy like Prince Alibaba from...
Yeah.
Even then?
Yeah, even then.
Well, you're a better man than me.
Because I have enough money.
I would take a long time on it.
Don't get me wrong. I'd take a long time on it. Because they're not like iPhones. They don't have on shelves.
There you go.
But, yeah, I'd do it for free.
Okay.
I mean, is he nice? Is he a nice dude?
Is he nice?
How hot is his daughter?
I will take payment in form of sex slavery, please.
Not from you, though.
I want that to be clear. Females?
All right. I mean, we're basically out of topics, dude. What else are we going to talk
about?
Oh,
come on. There's four more tabs in
No, there. These two are nothing. This one I don't have anything to say about because I don't know what to say about. This one I just want to blow your mind. Y'all keep saying that 2012 was the end of the world, that it was a hoax, but has anything happened since then actually felt real?
Nope. That person was high. That person was on some sort of drug.
Yeah, dude.
Like, y'all keep talking about 2012 being the end, but have you really felt alive since then? Yes. Yes.
He didn't say felt alive. He said has anything felt real.
I breathe. And
feel real.
And I exist. And I go to sleep. The sun comes up, goes down.
Stink of this place.
It's the stink of it.
Isn't that what Angel Smith says?
Yeah.
He's like rubbing
his
forehead.
We're in the Matrix. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And they just switched it. They're just like, 2012 happened, and then immediately they had perfect timing to just switch us all into.
Well, I'm just saying, like, maybe Elon Musk is like a plant by AI to make us wary of AI, so it's like propaganda, so in reality we're not scared of AI.
What are you doing with your own mind, man? Why are you trying to mess me up, mess everyone else up?
Just telling
you. This post fucked me up, bro. It did. It did.
You want to talk about anything else, man? I mean, I got the outro music pulled up because there's nothing else to talk about. That's the end of my prep. It's a slow week.
It is a slow week. I'm rewatching Game of Thrones.
Why, dude?
Because it's amazing and so much better. This is the only time I've ever rewatched it since rewatched.
What season are you in now? Because you started like in the middle of the last season, didn't you?
What do you mean?
Like, during season 7, you started watching season 1.
Oh, yeah.
So where are you at now? Because it's been like 3 or 4 weeks.
I think I'm at season 5 right now.
Yeah, it's like you have like nothing to do with
it. It's like all I do is go home and watch Game of Thrones. Knock out 5 episodes a night. Interesting. But yeah, it's so much better the second time going back through
it. Yeah, I bet. Like knowing everything that's happening, foreshadowing and all that. Yeah.
Yes. And then also seeing a whole bunch of the stuff that they mentioned that was about something coming up.
That we can't remember.
That they didn't tell you anything about when they said it in the first episode. This is the first time you hear it in whatever episode I'm watching it, and it just whoosh, over your head. Just straight, because you're like, who are those people? Right. What is that? And then... yeah, rewatch.
So you recommending everyone should go back and rewatch Game
everyone
of Thrones?
For your Game of Thrones.
What if they're like Pinella and they don't like blood?
A lack of Game of Thrones for the next year. You need to go back and a half. Rewatch it.
2 years.
Dude, 6 episodes.
Could be 2 years.
Stupid. How dare you?
2 years, 6 episodes.
This show is only... the purpose of this show is we do enough episodes, we make enough noise that HBO hears us, and then... and then we can kill them.
You know, if they really wait 2 years, they could air one episode every 4 months. It means they could take 4 months on an episode.
That's stupid.
There's no way they need that much
There's
time.
No way.
I mean, I'm not a mathematician.
I would be okay with that if each episode was 2 hours long.
No, I wouldn't.
I would be.
I wouldn't be.
That's a movie.
No.
You get one Star Wars a year, might as well get one Game of Thrones every 4 months. If it's the same quality, same length.
Disagree. I mean, what your argument makes 100% sense, and once you said it like that, that makes a lot of sense, but yeah, I disagree.
I disagree. You give me all the Game of Thrones,
yeah.
Make more.
I want...
never-ending Game of Thrones.
How about one, like, 8-hour episode every 2 years?
Okay.
That's what we're getting.
That is a season. I was about to say, that sounds pretty fucking familiar. Oh,
you backfired on me, dude.
Bastard. You're like, what if they do this thing? That would be better, right? Oh, wait, it's the thing that they're doing. It's what they're doing. Great. Fantastic.
I'm glad you brought that topic up, man.
Game of Thrones.
Made me look good at the end of the show.
Light you on fire with your own bullshit.
I'm so mad that
I'm
gonna light
Game of Thrones on fire. That's what's gonna happen.
I'm so mad about that. You wanna check? We could just do like, we could like start a new feature called What's Happening Right Now. We could just Google News.
Ooh, I like that.
Just Google.
You Googled the word news.
You can't see it because of our intro, but I literally Googled the word news.
We in on a depressing topic about how there's like 5 hurricanes in
Well,
the
that's
Atlantic
what I have
right
open
now.
Right here, but like, where is it? I might have closed it because I'm a dullard.
And then, yeah, it's just, I don't know if anyone else watched the Leo DiCaprio, the Before the Flood.
Dude, that
whole
messed
nonsense.
Me up, dude.
Yeah, ever since then. Kind of been worried about some hurricanes, and then right now is apparently hurricane season.
I know I read a lot of Reddit comments, especially tonight, but like I want to read this one. Where is it at?
Where would it be? You got Irma that's already done. Like 2 island countries.
Well,
or something
it's like 90% 90% of Bermuda
yes.
has been
not
damaged.
Bermuda. It's some B
That's
country.
Bermuda.
It's not Bermuda.
It was Bermuda.
There's no way it's Bermuda.
I'm gonna read it.
It might be
it.
Bermuda.
Barbuda?
Yes, that.
What
See?
The heck is Barbuda?
Exactly.
That's not a place.
I think one of the places that got hit that had 95% of its structures either torn away completely
damaged.
Or damaged.
Yeah. Messed up,
is
dude.
A British colony of some sort. I don't know if it's Barbuda.
Look
or
at
what,
it.
But
what is this place,
dude? It's a nice little island getaway. Talk about pirates,
dude.
They
this is
there, right?
These are literally why pirates existed. Is because of these types of places.
I mean, I guess that's why you don't live on an island. But I can't really blame the people that just were born there.
Well,
but.
I read an article that Puerto Rico could be without power for 6 months.
Uh huh.
From this hurricane.
Oh yeah. I think there's like 1 million people already in somewhere, Virgin Islands or...
Puerto Rico is the United States.
Yeah.
Like...
without power.
Yeah, 6 months.
There's already a national state of emergency for Puerto Rico and I think the Dominican Republic, right? Both of those are U.S. territories.
Okay, I don't understand why people are bothering to argue whether climate change is man-made or even happening. We have over a century of data and graphs showing the numbers, And we also know that carbon in our atmosphere traps heat. It is all irrefutable scientific fact. These politicians, and especially the president of the United effing States, need to leave. Denying science and fact is just painfully unacceptable. A lot of people responded that the data based off centuries of weather on a planet that is billions of years old is insufficient. So I'd like to explain how scientists test for carbon dioxide levels, which is responsible for 80% of the radiative forcing that sustains the greenhouse effect of the atmosphere. Scientists go to the poles of the Earth, dig long cylindrical rods out of the ice from the ground. They then test the air pockets trapped in the ice for carbon dioxide. The deeper they dig, the farther back in time the levels of carbon in the air go. They can test up to 650,000 years ago, a time in which the Earth's carbon dioxide levels oscillated between 190 and 280 parts per million. Currently, the Earth's carbon dioxide level in the atmosphere is 406 parts per million, which is unprecedented since we haven't even recorded any period of time with levels that high. About predictions regarding the climate change, and I know y'all want a source, so I provided a link to the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, you know, the people who landed us on the moon, in case anyone questions their credibility. Arctic ice has decreased 13.3% a decade globally. Land ice has decreased 286 gigatons per year globally. The sea level has raised 3.4 millimeters per year globally, which affects all coastal areas and cities. As for solutions, they are pretty clear in my personal opinion. We, as a people, from all around the world together, because none of us alone can accomplish this, need to switch to cleaner and renewable energy sources. We need to stop putting politics and religion in front of the face of science and accept it as an undeniable and objective truth that it is, and consequently remove the politicians who disagree. We need to enforce laws to protect the earth and environment for everyone today and future generations to come. Lastly, I believe that this problem that faces the entire earth is also a problem that we face together as a people. This is why I think it's sad that in today's day and age, when we have accomplished so much as a species, that we are always still on the verge of war because we base opinions of people off the way they look, and we threaten each other with nukes. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter what color you are or where you're from, climate change affects everyone and everywhere, and that's why there needs to be collaborative efforts from all countries in reversing the damage already done to ensure a better tomorrow.
I agree with most of that. Other than the,
I didn't agree
it affects
with
everyone everywhere. That's not true yet. It will.
I think it is. I think it's true. Who hasn't it affected yet?
Us.
Kansas?
Yes.
No, we have crazy weather.
We don't.
It's not bad.
It's not bad.
It's different.
Right. Okay.
It's affecting us, just not in a negative way yet.
Right.
But it is affecting us.
Okay.
The fact that it's, that we didn't have, like, we had what, like 500 degree days this year?
Mm.
When normally we have 50? Like, that's not weird to anyone?
Yeah.
And I tell that to people, and they're like, it's just weird weather this year. And I'm like, it's weird! I've heard it's weird weather this year the last 15 years,
exactly.
Dude!
Like,
like, at one
every
point,
year has been the hottest year on record since 2011.
It's, no, from the
like
80s.
That. Yeah.
Every year since the 80s has been the hottest year on record or something like that. It's something crazy.
It's
definitely
nuts.
More than just, like, the 2000s.
But, there is logical reasoning to see that it is increasing. And it makes sense that the more humans increase, the more it would affect the climate.
I agree.
In different ways, whether it's power, whether it's cars, whatever the fuck it is, but...
Well, this article right here is from CNBC. I don't know if they're politically affiliated because it's CNBC.
Yeah.
Like, I would assume they're somehow politically affiliated.
Yeah, probably.
Probably not as much, yeah. I would think, right? Says, even as emergency management officials in Texas scramble to rebuild after Hurricane Harvey, which, by the way, there's still houses underwater down there.
Oh, yeah, it's still kind of
like,
happening.
It's not over. Like, yeah. We talk about it like, oh, this happened. Like, mm-hmm. like there's literally people with nowhere to live right now in a city with billionaires living in it.
For a good while.
Yes. Yes, okay. Just want to put that in perspective. They acknowledge that they were unprepared for the scope and strength of the storm, which made more severe by the effects of climate change. The widespread destruction in Houston shows the changing climate is a direct threat to our citizen security right here at home. Hurricane Irma, gaining strength in the Caribbean and threatening Florida and Puerto Rico, is further worrying officials and emergency responders. It's clear that we need to think bigger and act now. Emergency planners and military planners alike at both FEMA and the Department of Defense routinely use exercise planning tools like wargaming to prepare for extreme weather events. We plan an exercise for a nuclear attack by North Korea. We prepare for the next phase of Russian and Chinese aggression. We prepare for deliberate terrorist attacks on the homeland, but we are not yet clear-eyed about the threat of extreme weather in the era of climate change. Too many elected officials still deny that warming ocean and atmospheric temperatures are changing the strength and severity of storms. As a nation, we have not even begun to adequately prepare for storms like Hurricane Harvey and Irma that leave our citizens vulnerable. Scientists are clear, and climate change makes hurricanes like Harvey more powerful and dangerous through warmer air and water and rising sea levels. Above average temperatures in the Gulf of Mexico cause Harvey to grow stronger and gather more moisture before making landfall, while rising sea levels contributed to Harvey's storm surge. After hitting land, Harvey stalled for many days over southeast Texas, contributing to the record rains and a pattern consistent with climate change. Yet, while military leaders and other planners know that storm extremes are increasingly likely as climate warms, we have not yet taken the steps we need to prepare ourselves for these events. For example, while defense strategy documents recognize climate change as a threat multiplier, plans for military construction and infrastructure do not fully yet account for increased flood and storm risk. We are tragically learning from Hurricane Harvey, as we should have already learned from Superstorm Sandy and Katrina, extreme weather poses a massive national security risk, not just overseas, but also here at home. The military operates under a framework of risk preparedness every day and recognizes that it will never have 100% certainty about any threat it faces. That's why the Department of Defense and all infrastructure planners need to integrate the range of probabilities associated with the impacts of climate change into its domestic infrastructure planning and risk assessments in order to increase resilience both at home and abroad. While we cannot prevent future extreme weather events from occurring, we can do more to assess the risk of living in a new normal of climate-fueled disruptive weather and water events. We need to be planning today for the next event that will disrupt lives, safety, health, and infrastructure at every level. First, we need to use blah, blah, blah. Like, basically, this is just saying that that the storms are going to keep coming bad, and we're because preparing for them is admitting that climate change is happening. The government isn't even preparing for them.
Right.
So they're like, if you're going to ignore that it's happening, at least prepare for the effects of what's going to happen. Because,
mm-hmm.
like, Harvey, Irma, and there's one behind Irma that mm-hmm. looks to be just as bad
yep.
are happening in the span of a month.
Irma's the longest held Category 5 hurricane
right.
ever.
Right. And it's because
and
the water...
And you remember how it just listed... The top two storms
right.
that have happened on the coasts
right.
in the last 10 years.
They've happened in our lifetime, yeah.
They've happened in our lifetime, and there's only been two in that course of 10
now
years.
Now there's going
to be three. This year, we're already seeing three.
Yeah.
In the course of a month.
I know, dude. I know.
It's and, just like...
Well, and it's because the what's happening is the ocean, warm ocean water makes these hurricanes stronger.
And with the cool air above cooling
right.
down since it's getting, you know, we're further away from the sun.
Right, exactly.
And
so like
mix. Yeah.
And because the ocean water is warmer than it used to be, these storms are getting more powerful farther out in the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And then they gain more power as they get closer to land, as they always have, because the waters closer to where we live are warmer than they are out in the deep, deep blue sea.
Right.
And so they're getting even more powerful. Like, Irma, at one point, was rated above a Category 5. It was out of the range of categories.
That's crazy.
And that's insane that we just go, okay.
Yeah, I...
Because it doesn't affect me in Kansas, I
right.
guess there's...
Exactly.
Nothing, I'm not going to
yep.
change the way my life
Trump's
goes.
Going to step over some puddle down in Texas,
right.
but
well,
he wasn't there when it was going down.
And there's like...
His house wasn't flooded.
Well, his southern White House might get blown away here in a bit.
Hopefully. Maybe that would hit him in the face with some fucking evidence.
Well, there's like people seriously worried because
God, that would be great, wouldn't it? If Mar-a-Lago just gets swept off the fucking map, that would be amazing.
I would be all for that if it didn't hit all the innocent people's homes right next
yeah,
to it.
Minus that,
yeah. But yeah, man, like there's people that are worried because there's a nuclear power plant in Miami that has seawalls and it's prepared, but it's never ever prepared or tested for something as powerful as what Irma could be.
Yeah.
And it could be like the, remember that power plant in Japan?
Mm-hmm.
Like three or four years ago?
Fukushima or something.
Yeah, like that could happen. It could be another meltdown, and literally the southern peninsula of Florida would be uninhabitable for hundreds of years.
Yeah.
If the same thing happened
radiation.
There that happened in Japan.
Dude, it's just so crazy.
And there's nothing we can do at this point. Like, it's going to happen. It's not like
right.
they could go and build another wall in the next 3 days. Like, this is it. It's
supposed to hit landfall Saturday.
Let's just see what happens, I guess. So I guess on Sunday, we may or may not have Miami.
They said it might be taken down to a Category 4 because it's going to hit, what do you think?
Cuba.
Yeah.
Yeah, what people are hoping for, just put this in perspective, is that the storm destroys Cuba so hard that it downgrades itself before it hits the United States of America.
It makes so much sense.
Like, all these Cubans are going to get murdered by the storm. Thank God for their sacrifice.
Like
now I can have my home in Miami.
Daba place or whatever. It's not like every single person on that island's lives is just uprooted.
Yeah.
It's just everything
they've
ever owned.
It's too bad that island couldn't have been bigger, dude. We could have had a Category 3 before it hit Florida.
Yep.
Those jerks. Selfish.
Yeah. Yep.
Selfish jerks. Now I can't take my giant truck with 40 smokestacks on it and the America flag and drive it down to the bingo parlor because I'm stinking Irma.
I don't get it, man. When people say, you can't see it. You can't see climate change. I'm like, are you looking?
I just
because
don't understand.
That flood, not to be swayed by, you know, propaganda or whatever, but I watched that End of the Flood movie. And I mean, dude, it's a simple fact. I don't give a shit about the numbers. If they got that wrong, they got this wrong, they got that wrong. They said that the first ones that are going to be hit by climate change are going to be the small little islands.
Right.
And that's clearly evidence right there.
Right. Well, I mean, in that same movie, which, by the way, you should go watch. I think it's on Amazon Prime or it might be on Netflix. It's free to watch in a lot of places. So just Google. It's called Before the Flood.
Or stream it a little.
And ignore that Leonardo DiCaprio does, like, his squinty dog face, like, the entire movie. Because it's really good otherwise. All right. I stopped eating beef because of this movie. Here's the thing, dude. All right. Those, like, they show in that movie, like, Miami is pumping feet of seawater every day.
Right.
And they're just living with it.
Yep. It's just like, are they like, fuck it?
I don't know.
They're like, we're just
that's what
go
I don't get.
Until
like,
we can't.
Well, and that's why I read this article and that comment because this article calls it the new normal.
Right.
This is just what we live with now.
Just crazy ass storms.
Right.
You know? The fact that
pumping water out of our streets
like
every day.
A whole state might possibly be shut down for a good while. Because, I mean, Houston, how many things are fucked right now?
Right.
Business-wise, economic-wise, because they can't operate
Houston's
because they're
like
in Houston
the fifth
and they're flooded.
Biggest city in the world.
And then you take Houston and Florida and Miami and then just all in one month.
Dude, Disney World's going to get shut down,
it's
man.
It's like, how can you not be seeing impacts from this that it concerns you enough to maybe make some decisions to... I don't know. Get off of coal, maybe? Gas? Oil? What is it? What do we got to do? It's one of those. It's all of those. It's stop eating beef. It's stop doing a whole bunch of shit.
We're
not going to stop because we're used to it.
It's
so
really.
What are we going to do?
It's fossil fuels. If we focused more on electric, solar, wind, that type of stuff, that would make a world of difference.
I don't know, man.
But, I mean, if the problem is that we keep going, there's too many stupid people who think it's fake news.
Yeah.
Because,
it's a conspiracy by
the
Chinese.
And in those crazy people's defense, there's a lot of stuff out there that is fake news.
It's like, guess who's going to get hit by climate change too, guys?
That's what's so crazy about
it. The Chinese.
Is it like all these people... Well, and China's doing stuff.
Yeah.
They're switching to solar
they
in a
did.
Lot of places.
A
they're
lot,
doing it
like
because
they
they're
the
like, we're going to die.
Ever. Exactly. And so it's like, yeah, we're going to trick you into spending a whole bunch of money on new energy
sources
and make you weak. But yeah, we're going to do the same thing.
Here's the thing, though. That's the benefit is a weird word to use here, but that's the benefit of communism.
Yeah.
Is that they can go, this is what we're doing.
Right.
And we're China and we're gonna do it.
Yep.
Here in a democratic republic where we elect our officials, that ain't how it works because we gotta worry about all the people who think it's fake news and you know, and get forwards from your grandma where, you know, Barack Obama's out on the golf course and Trump's holding a baby or whatever, and they're like, look at Obama this weekend.
I think that's what a lot of people hope Trump would be a guy that just cuts through the bullshit of like, well, you feel this way, you feel this way, but I'm still gonna do it.
Right.
But it's all bad.
Yeah, it's all been to benefit.
It's all
him
bad.
And other rich people.
Yeah. It's the same goddamn shit. You know we're living in like a Game of Thrones situation, right? You know we are. Like,
yeah, I agree.
Red Wedding was probably, like, the worst event for the North ever.
Okay, yeah.
Ever. And so, like, yeah, climate change is the Red Wedding. Like, when are we just going to hit the point where we're Jon Snow and we come to, or no, whoever kills
I think you're making the
yeah,
I
Jon
think you're
Snow.
Making the wrong analogy to Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Climate change,
it's there.
Climate change is the White Walkers.
Well, that's already been there.
Everything else is Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
And America is Cersei.
Yeah, but
and
see,
we don't
Game
believe
of Thrones
it.
Is stopping to address the White
no,
Walkers.
No, that's why I said we're Cersei.
Oh, okay.
Cuz the entire rest of the world cares about the White Walkers and we're like, here's climate change in a box on the ground in front of you and you're like, "Oh my god, this is crazy." And they leave the room
we're
like, "Whatever."
Stuff.
You know, if all those
don't
Chinese
change a goddamn
die,
thing.
The world will get colder.
Yep.
That's what America's like right now.
We're skeptics and pessimists.
I'm definitely negative by nature.
Oh yeah,
but like I try to look at it honestly because I'm not that bright. Like don't let my mouth fool you. I'm not that bright.
Yeah,
and like
either.
So I walk outside.
I'm a dum dum.
And I'm like, you know, am I looking for climate change and that's why I see climate change? Like, I honestly do that because I don't want to be who I hate, which is someone who just blindly follows the media.
Right.
And so I go outside and I look at climate change and I go, is this really happening? And then I think, yeah, because it's September 5th and it's 90 degrees out still. And I don't remember it being 90 degrees out in September 5 years ago.
Right.
And I'm a 30-year-old man. It's not like I'm 18 and have no perspective. Yeah. Like, I remember. All right, because
the North remembers.
I want you to know this. I'm fat, okay? Heat affects me in a bad way. My face is up. I need to come over here.
Oh, God.
Look at me. I'm so loud, I hear myself in your mic.
It's dual mic.
Listen to this.
This is how you should record your show.
Listen to this, guys. God. Okay? This is what I mean right here, okay? I'm fat, and it's hot, and I remember when I'm hot and angry. And I haven't been hot and angry a lot this year, so I know that climate change is real. Because my two favorite things are being angry and being fat. And my least favorite thing is being hot. And I've been a lot of fat this year, and I'm not a lot of angry, and I'm not a lot of hot, and that makes me angry.
Okay, you lost me there. You're saying it was hot this year, and now it's not hot this year?
No, it's not hot this year.
Right. Why is it not hot?
Like, it's been very temperate. The entire time.
This year?
Like, April comes, it's 70.
Right.
It peaks at, like, 90 in June. Now it's 70 again.
Mm-hmm.
There was never a, it's 20 below, now it's 145 in July. Like, our July, our 4th of July this year was, like, 75 degrees.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. This was a better year. I'll give it that.
You're missing my point. I'm not complaining that the weather's bad. I'm saying that I should have been complaining and raging out about how hot it was on the 4th of July. But I wasn't because the climate has changed. Why aren't you following this?
If it's going colder, wouldn't that be better?
For my big fat body, yes. For the earth, no.
No? Just the dramatic shifts in between.
The changing climate is what's bad.
Okay.
Al Gore.
Well, this climate is more not changed compared to older climate. That's where I'm getting lost. The hot years are hot because they've changed because they didn't used to be that hot.
No, the hot
this year. Now you're saying it's normal. No.
I'm not saying this year's normal. I'm saying hot was normal here in Kansas in the summer. 110 degrees during the month of July is normal.
Gotcha.
That's what we've always had. And now, this year, it was like, if you hit 100 degrees, that was a weird day this year.
Yeah.
Like, it was mostly in the lower 90s all year long.
I will agree with that. I'm still confused so much.
My whole point.
I'm lost.
My whole point.
Move past it.
No, I gotta explain
it. Just move past it, man.
No, because if our audience doesn't get it, I hope they do, because they're smarter than you.
My point was, they do.
I was asking, is climate change real? And how do I know that it's not fake news?
Mm-hmm.
And I know it because I remember being filled with rage about the heat 5 years ago.
Right.
And now I'm no longer filled with rage about the heat because our climate has changed so much that our summers don't exist in the same way they used to.
Summers exist, though?
Well, they do compared to winter, but not like they used to.
But I thought climate change was supposed to put extremes on both ends. So, like, a really hot summer and a really hot winter.
Well, that ain't
going to
happen in
1 year,
man. Until it's changing. That's my point.
Well, it getting colder should not indicate that it's changing. It shouldn't indicate that it's moving back towards what it was.
No, because it's not going to change. It's going to shift. America or Kansas will be like Florida at the end of climate change.
Gotcha.
And we'll have mild winters and hot summers.
Mm-hmm.
And then North Dakota will be like Kansas.
Right. Yet we're getting colder here. This year was colder than last year.
Yeah.
So how does that support your point? If we're like Florida. We're not in winter yet, bro. This is still somewhat the end of summer.
We should have moved on.
I'm going to stab you. This is the most confused we've been, I think.
I'm not confused. I know exactly what I'm saying. I think everyone listening knows what I'm saying. I think you're the only one.
I don't know what you're saying. It sounds wrong to me, but I don't know.
I think you just convinced half our audience that climate change isn't real, and you're the reason.
Good. Fake news. I'm spreading it. Spreading it. Wall Street Journal puts titles in different parts depending on your political party.
I just can't believe Barbuda is a place.
Barbuda.
I just can't believe
Barbosa.
It.
Barbuda, Barbosa. I shouldn't make jokes. That place just got demolished. By climate change. See,
Barbuda.
The oceans would be warmer, therefore storms would be bigger, which is what we're seeing. So what in the world are you saying about...
Don't, why are you bringing it back up, man?
It's colder here during the summer. How does that indicate that everything's getting hotter?
This year in Kansas, it was hell.
It was hell?
It was hell. All year long. The whole year.
It's all good.
I want to tell you right now, okay? All right? February... Or sorry, winter is December through April?
Sure.
Okay, every day in winter, it was negative 50 degrees. In the spring, it was 50 degrees. In the summer, it was always 145 degrees. And in the fall, it was 50 degrees again. Every day. Not even 51.
Not even. It was
50
constant.
Exactly, night, day, rain, shine, apocalyptic Ewo blast. I don't even know. All right.
Ewol blast?
I will eat your butt.
What is an Ewol blast?
Ewol, energetic weasels officiating Little League. All right, there's two L's at the end. Bet you didn't expect that, did you, Buster Keaton? I don't even know who Buster Keaton is.
Energetic weasels. Oh, shit. Who is Buster Keaton?
It's that guy.
Really old. I feel like our Thursday shows are more weird.
Well,
they're weirder.
We definitely don't have any proof otherwise.
Yeah, but
I definitely didn't Google Buster Keaton.
I'm not Buster
any
Keaton,
other
no.
day. I'll tell you
I
that.
I do kind of look like him though.
No, no, this is that's a lizard.
Dude, minus the hair and the facial and the, yeah.
Yeah, minus his hair and his face, I look just like him. What are you doing?
Dude, that could be me in 40 years. 20 years.
Your head better grow 8 inches.
In the show. In this ridiculous
show. Oh, now you want to end it.
Yes, I want to end it. You don't agree that I look like a famous person?
How dare you? Now it's over. Get what you wanted.
Oh, frickin' blah. Good
Get
lord. So we're all dying. Climate change.
Or not. I'm
Nukes
not sure.
Nukes are going off. Yep. Volcanoes exploding. Trump's a woman. I'm just spitting fake news now. Facebook's bankrupt.
Yeah, dude. Facebook is bankrupt.
Apple just bought Microsoft.
Dude, that'd be great.
That would be crazy.
If any of those things happen in the next, like...
I am a fucking miracle worker. I predict futures. All that
Trump
will come to
comes
pass.
Out as woman.
Oh
well, that's not the
God.
One I would have expected.
That would be the one I expect. He'd do it for the fame.
Oh,
you're like,
could.
I'm the first one to do I'm the only one that can do this.
It's true. Oh, my God. He'd be our first woman president.
Yeah, he would. And he'd take that away from Hillary. Oh, I could see it only out of spite. I could see that happening only out of spite. Trump's too proud of his dick.
Oh, that'd be great. He'd be like, I have both. I have both.
I got both. I'm not only woman. I am man woman.
All right, let's stop before the CIA
more.
Shows up. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. If you still are, I appreciate it. We are Seth and Colby. We do the show live every Thursday at 7 p.m. Central and every Sunday at 2 p.m. Central at twitch.tv/SethandColby. Watch us live. Donate. Hear the foghorn. You could have interrupted that last segment and made it better. Y'all failed. You don't get three shows this week.
Nope,
because
or ever
because you didn't donate.
Or
so
ever.
hope you can live with yourself because I can't live with you. I'm disappointed. Everything else, SethandColby.com. Subscribe to the audio show on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. And please, pretty please, with sugar on top. Listen to me. Please go and leave a review, 5-star review or 4. I'll accept 4s, but I prefer 5. Leave a review, please. Thank you, and we'll see you guys next week.
Sunday.
That's right. That is technically next week, though.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, you got bodied right at the end of the show.
Bodied.
See you guys later.
Bye.
Bye.